As you can tell, I am not in the Yellow Studio. I have decided that today warranted a second workout. As you probably know, I frequent the gym, and today I decided, you know what? I worked out earlier in the day. I think I will go and work out a second time. So I'm sitting outside the gym in the car. Grabbed the digital recorder and a field microphone and decided, I don't know. I thought the inspiration might hit me. And of course, bringing the tools along kind of helps the inspiration. On my mind today is social media, personal connectivity, relationships, I don't know, just all that stuff. Nothing terribly novel, I don't suppose. It just strikes me as rather odd, the whole, and of course, given my age, it's probably, there is something to that. There honestly is something to that. I'm amazed at the number of people who talk about relationship building and the prominence that social media plays in relationship building. And I find it strange. I confess that I find it very, very odd. Relationship building, whether it's a person or whether it's a business. I was listening to an interview of a particular individual who has a business that is, it's pretty dominated by helping companies involve themselves in social media. And it involves blog posts, and it involves YouTube videos and a variety of other things. And he went on and on and on about the need and the necessity for businesses to build relationships. And then there was a discussion about lead gen or lead generation and how he understood that. But by and large today, businesses really need to get away from that. And they've got to be focused on building relationships and how he could help businesses do that in a cost-effective way with YouTube videos and a variety of other things. I'm not disparaging any of that. Obviously, I participate in social media. Podcasting could be considered social media, YouTube videos, social media, blog posts, social media. But it's the relationship part that gets my attention. It's not the social media part. It's all of the conversation about relationship building. We need to build relationships. We're not trying to build customers. We're trying to build relationships. And as though there's something inherently wrong with building customers, and as though every business really isn't trying to build, you're not trying to build a business, and you're not really trying to build a customer base. You're really trying to build relationships. You're trying to build a community. No, I'm not. I mean, maybe you are, but I'm going to freely confess to you, I'm not necessarily trying to build a community. I'm not necessarily even trying to build relationships. I told a buddy of mine the other day, and we're close to the same age. I said, you know, I don't know about you, but I think I've got all the friends that I want. In fact, I think I really need to dump a few of the friends I've already got. You know, everybody talks about new friendships, and I don't know. I mean, is it statistically true that we can really manage no more than 150 or so? I don't know what the number is, but it's under 200. True, honest relationships, I don't know. It just strikes me odd, the whole notion of building community, building relationships, and as though that is the means and the mechanism by which businesses can and must be built. I don't buy it. I'm not saying that it doesn't work for you, and I'm not saying that it can't work for some businesses, but I'm thinking of a variety of people that I have worked with to help them in their business. And some of these people, they sell services or products that are wonderful and quite useful and beneficial, even necessary for some of their customers. But, you know, it's a little bit like a person who might have a plumbing problem. If you have a plumbing problem, you need a plumber. I don't know that you want a relationship with your plumber. Maybe you do. I don't necessarily. But when you need a plumber, you need a plumber, and to know a reputable, reliable, cost-effective, high-value plumber is not necessarily to have a relationship with that plumber, is it? I mean, please tell me that I don't have to have a relationship with a plumber or someone who can perhaps fix an electrical problem at my house. Yeah, we come into the market and we have a need. It's the age-old story that I have used in sales training for years and years and years is, if you are in the business of selling tires, yesterday was Thanksgiving, and there were countless people who got up yesterday morning and tires, well, they had no thought about tires. They had no relationship with a tire company, a tire store, a tire salesman, or even a particular brand of tire. But today they got up and they went out to the car and they had a flat tire. Or perhaps they got in their car and they began to drive and they developed a flat tire. And now all of a sudden they need a tire. Now, a tire company, a tire store may leap to their mind. And I'm sure the social media gurus would tell us, well, see, there's a relationship. They have a relationship with the tire store. That's why that tire store came to their mind first. No, not so much. And I'm thinking of a particular tire store. Here in the DFW area, there's a big chain known as Discount Tire. They may have them wherever you are. And I think of Discount Tire. Why? Well, because I've purchased tires from them before. I don't know anybody at Discount Tire. That's who I think of. Is that because I have a relationship with Discount Tire? I have a relationship in the sense that I've bought tires from them in the past. They've taken care of me in the past. I've been treated well. I've gotten a good deal. I've gotten good service. So I think of Discount Tires, but to describe it as a relationship, I wouldn't, not so much. I'm a customer. I'm a loyal customer, and I think that's what they want. I rather think that that's what they want instead of, well, okay, sure, if I don't know if they have a Facebook fan page or not, but let's say that they do. I'm sure they would want me to like it, but wouldn't they rather I think of them when I have a flat tire? Wouldn't they rather when I need tires, I go to them and I give them my business? I think that's more valuable than a like on Facebook. And if they did have a YouTube channel, and maybe they do, and if I were a subscriber to it and I'm not, I still think they would probably rather that I come and buy tires from them. And it still is a business relationship. I don't need Discount Tire as a friend. I have friends. I don't need Discount Tire to be part of my family. I have my family. It's just odd, but it's the language of the world, and I don't particularly understand it, and I certainly don't agree with it, and no, I don't necessarily appreciate it. And when I think of social media, I also think of the honest, true, real-life relationships that, well, they get lost. Countless stories abound, and I've talked about it before, of going into a restaurant and seeing a couple sitting together, presumably a husband and a wife, and of all ages. It doesn't matter. I've seen middle-aged to elderly people. I've seen younger people. And we might say, well, it's most pervasive among younger people, and perhaps, but I've seen it cut across all generations. Because the iPhone and other smart devices are in the hands of people of all ages. And so we've seen the husband and the wife sitting across from each other in a restaurant, and he's on the phone, she's on the phone, he's texting, she's texting, and I've watched carefully, and long periods of time go without either one of them speaking to each other. I've personally been at the table with people, and they've not participated at all in the conversation of the table. They've not interacted with people at the table, but they are texting. And of course, now texting, you know, has given way to words with friends. Lots and lots and lots of words with friends. Yeah, I confess, I've come to hate words with friends. Words with friends, in so many cases, precedes words face-to-face, conversation. Well, it just doesn't happen. We are so plugged into, you know, a small screen that we're not plugged into flesh and blood right in front of us, real human beings right in front of us. Oh, it's social media, you know, and it's we're building relationships. And meanwhile, we have relationships that are faltering. We have relationships that are being eroded. We have conversations that aren't being had. We have touch points that I just wonder. I don't know the answer. I don't know. We've long heard the adage of the workaholic. And on his or her deathbed, are they going to say, man, I wish I would have spent more time at the office? I'm now wondering, on our deathbeds, are we going to wonder, I wish I could play Angry Birds one more time. I wish I could involve myself in words with friends with one more person. I don't know, maybe. Maybe that's where we're at. Words with friends as opposed to words with loved ones right in front of us. Words with friends as opposed to words with friends right here at the table with us. But we're building relationships, don't you know? And it's all about community and relationships. And I have discussed it, and it continues to be on my mind, and that is this digital distance. I have seen people involved in words with friends, with people that if they do see each other face to face, they don't even talk that much, if at all, but they will spend hours and hours and hours competing with one another or playing or involving themselves with one another via words with friends. But if given the opportunity to be face to face, they don't have much to say. Does that strike you odd, as it does me? It's just the whole thing is rather bizarre to me. But what do I know? I don't play with words with friends, and I'm not involved in Angry Birds. I've never played Angry Birds. I've never played words with friends, and I'm sure that makes me, I'm sure that makes me very Andy Rooney-ish. I don't know, but it's all about relationships, you know. I'm finding that, as fond as I am of all the social media, and I honestly am, I'm finding that people, I don't know that people really fully comprehend or have an understanding or even a skill of building relationships other than digital ones. And I'm thinking of people that have very dark moments in their life, and we all have those, and I'm not trying to be morose, but we all have these moments where we pick up the phone, we get in the car, we go to somebody because, you know, we've got some need. I mean, there's somebody that we want to reach out to, and I'm wondering, are people going to, is words with friends going to be the vehicle for that? So you're down and out. Something's happened. You know, your girlfriend broke up with you. You lost your job. Your dog died. I mean, whatever it might be. And you are going to, that will prompt a game of words with friends so that you can connect with someone. And then you'll feel all better. He says snarkily. When it comes to business, and I'm purposefully kind of morphing two topics into one, and that is personal relationships, personal relationship building, and then this whole notion of businesses building relationships. I am a proponent. I am a strong proponent and have been my entire career, which spans almost 40 years now, of building a strong customer base. That necessarily means that your relationship to your customers must be spectacular. I believe that businesses can build relationships with their customers by best delivering customer service, dazzling customers, and continuing to build trust with customers. But quite honestly, the relationship, at least in my history, does not transcend the business-customer relationship. Nor have I ever really wanted it to tell you the truth. I don't know if that's what people are looking for or not, and I don't know if that's what people mean or not, but let's take, I'm parked outside the gym where I work. I visit this place 6 times a week or more. I have a relationship with them in the sense that I'm here pretty frequently. I have a relationship with them in the sense that I give them an amount of money every year so that I can come and enjoy their facilities. I don't have a relationship in that I can't name a single person here. Is that by design? Yeah, kind of, sort of. I'm not that interested. I see certain people. I wave. I say hello. I don't know where they live. I don't know if they're married or single. I don't know if they have kids or not. I don't know anything about these people other than what I observe when I'm here. I sometimes see them go back to the locker room, come back out, and they've got their workout gear on, and they squeeze in a workout during, you know, the day. And so I see the ones that work out. But you could put me in, I could strap on a lie detector, and I couldn't answer any questions about these people. I don't have a relationship with them as individuals. I don't have a relationship with this facility other than it is where I come to work out. If they close tomorrow, it would be an inconvenience. I would have to go find another place. But I'm a customer. I'm a paying customer. And I'm not looking for them. I'm not looking for them to be anything for me other than a place where I can work out. As Joe Cool drives by in his Nissan Z with the windows down, a Bluetooth in his ear, and the stereo blaring. The gym's full of a lot of people like that, and you know me. You know me well enough to know that those are the guys I really would like to have a relationship with. Yeah. Not so much. But if you're going to build a successful business, it's not about sales. It's not about lead generation. It's about relationships. It's about building relationships. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think you are grossly being misled if you believe that. Is there a community? I'm sitting here looking at a parking lot of cars, and there's a community inside this gym. We all share one thing in common. We are customers of this particular establishment. And in that sense, I guess we are a community in the sense that we are a community of customers. We make up the customer base for this particular fitness business. But we don't get together and hang out. We don't... You know, we don't spend any time together. There aren't any big, you know, big shindigs of all the people who come and work out at this place. Could they do something like that? Sure. They could have a fitness bonanza, and might they get some of us to come? Yes. But, you know, that would be just, you know, it'd be a get-together. It'd be a promotion. It'd be, I don't know what it would be, but... Now, granted, as podcasters and bloggers, I think there's a lot of things today that are personality-driven, and I think there are a lot of people who might fancy themselves being part of the community. I'm thinking of talk radio guys. I mean, take Rush Limbaugh, for instance. And yes, I'm a Rush Limbaugh fan, unapologetically so. And if you don't like him, well, build a bridge and get over it. The man's extraordinarily talented. He's crazy bright, and he's just terribly funny, in my opinion. Is there a community? Oh, there are ditto heads, as they have been called. But do these people interact with Rush? It's pretty much a one-way street, you know. I mean, it's Rush talking, and it's Rush communicating his message, and people either love him or they hate him. And he's polarizing in that regard. But, you know, would you say that, okay, Rush is building a community? Well, take Dan Patrick. I mean, Dan Patrick has what is called Dan Nation. Dan does not have a community. He has a nation. I mean, how communal is all of that, really? It's fiction. It's fiction, people. I mean, these are not real relationships. I listen to Dan Patrick. I watch Dan Patrick on DirecTV on the 101, but I don't have a relationship with Dan Patrick. Dan Patrick doesn't know who I am. Rush Limbaugh doesn't know who I am. Am I part of their community? Well, in the sense that I think some people mean it, sure. I'm part of the audience. I'm a customer. I pay with my time and attention. Dan Patrick and Rush Limbaugh hope that I pay. Well, they do have a premium subscriber model. You can go to danpatrick.com and you can subscribe and you can pay a certain amount of money every year. You can do the same thing at Rush Limbaugh and you can get a variety of different, you know, kinds of premium stuff. I don't think these are terribly expensive offerings, and it's a way for you to be more on the inside. But they still are going by the traditional broadcasting model of it's radio spots. They have radio spots, and they hope that the people who are drawn to them will be also drawn to a variety of their sponsors. So it's an advertising model. It's a sponsorship model. I am part of their audience. I am a customer in that sense. Just like I am of this fitness place that I'm fixing to go in and work out again. So I guess I'll leave you with two things, the two elephants in the room, or in this case, the elephants in the car. Well, yes, one would be me. That's why I'm at the gym, trying to be less of an elephant. One is the business application. I think you're making a mistake if you are an entrepreneur, if you are a business owner. I think if you misunderstand relationship, community, if those are the things that you focus on, if, for instance, you are focused on how many Twitter followers you have, if you're focused on how many people do you have on your email list, if you're focused with how many friends do you have on Facebook, you're not going to have a business. You've got to focus on customers. You've got to focus on providing value. You've got to focus on selling something. If you don't, you won't make a living. It doesn't matter how many people you have following you. It doesn't matter how many subscribers you have. It doesn't matter how many people are downloading your podcast. If you're not selling something, you don't have a business. If there's not dollars changing hands, if you're not providing something of value for which people give you money, you don't have a business. Period. Oh, you may think you have a business, but you don't have a business. But I'm building relationships. Well, build those relationships. But if the relationships aren't valuable enough for you to get money, what good are they? That's the business side. On the personal side, I just don't personally think that the digital relationship should supersede or should be more valuable or should be more of a priority over the physical, real-world relationship, meaning the person in front of you. I think it's rude. I think it's obnoxious to ignore the people in front of you for that person who is some digital distance away. I rather hope, surely I'm right, I rather hope that on our proverbial deathbed, we are going to wish that we had another moment with a loved one than another game of words with friends. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Boy, let's hope I'm not. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is BulaNetwork.com. And no, today I'm not in the Yellow Studio, but we'll try to make that happen next time. See ya.